It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman nearly loses her sight after going 25 years without removing her mascara.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, live in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
I don't know. All I do is see these surveys, and I have to read them and give you the facts. I don't know if I believe this one, but I'm all about it. Listen up, Steve. You're a man who could be doing some first dates.
He's on the phone, just so you know. He's qualifying somebody.
Good. Hopefully a first date.
Right.
But this is a new survey. Asked single people how they would feel about a fast food first date.
Okay.
They asked 3,000 men and 3,000 women how they'd feel about doing that as a first date. 54% of men say, yeah, I'd be into it. And surprisingly, nearly 70% of women said they would be down for it.
They wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, they said it's nice, it's casual, you can split the bill if you want. You know, like just pay for your own food when you go to the counter. They said it also allows them to see how the guy interacts, like, you know, ordering his food. How does he treat everybody doing all this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of, you know, a little different. And then they just go and they sit down inside and they enjoy a more casual dinner together.
Certainly a lot less pressure, I feel like.
Yeah.
Easier to end quickly if you don't like it.
Number one restaurant that people wanted to go to was?
For fast food. For
fast
a first
food,
date.
First date.
But I feel like it's fast food, but you want to sit down.
Right, yeah. All of this, you got to sit down.
Chipotle.
I mean, maybe, Jay, maybe you could get the drive-through and then just sit in your car for the date, but
that's weird.
That seems weird, yeah.
I just picked Chipotle because I know Steve likes it. Is that where you'd go for a first date, fast food, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that seems delicious.
Nearly 70% of women, Steve.
He's more worried about the food than the date.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This might be the problem.
Wait. Oh, that's right.
Yes, the food is yummy.
That in this survey, nearly 70% of women said they would be down for a first date that was fast food.
It's pretty high.
Yeah, I'm pretty stunned by it. Chick-fil-A was number one. It does have a nice atmosphere to it, right?
My pleasure.
Just to go in there, get your food, sit down and eat. Number two, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. McDonald's was actually number one in the state of Washington.
I mean, familiarity with the menu certainly helps. Absolutely. Because you don't want to stand up there and, you know, look foolish. And you're like, oh, look, I know what I like from this place. How often does the average person change what they get from, you know, said fast food place? Like, you probably have one or two.
And then do you change it up much?
I don't know that you do. I mean, I don't, but.
You ever
need to clear your throat on the air? Yes.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Go for it.
You ever go to a fast food restaurant and just be one of those people staring at the menu?
I have when I've gone to a place that I don't know, and I feel terrible about it because. And some of them have extensive menus.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I don't know any of the stuff here, so this is going to be a minute. So I usually try to stand back. But then if you're the only one there, this has happened where we stopped someplace driving, and I can't even remember where it was, but we were kind of in the middle of nowhere, and we're the only people in there because it's kind of late, and we're just staring at the menu, and the person's staring at, I mean, I could see them in my peripheral vision staring at me like, for the love of God, just get a burger. Just order something. You've been here for at least 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened when my parents and I, we went to Zips here.
Sure, I could see that.
We don't have a Zips.
Hard.
Yeah. Zips is hard.
No, it is.
Well, no, there's no question
you're out of
it
town.
Is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So my dad's just staring at the menu.
I mean, I can relate.
And they're staring back at us like, are you serious?
Or Zips.
I will accept that at Zips. I'll be nice to someone at Zips. But if you're at McDonald's doing that, I'm just going to be
I agree.
Have you never actually been here?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Other restaurants that made it as the places they would like to do these first dates, Dairy Queen.
Yes,
well,
please.
Well, that makes some sense because you got ice cream right after.
Love it.
It seems like a win-win. Mm. Wendy's made it on the list.
Love it.
And coming in at number five, Subway.
Oh,
Subway's
okay.
Interesting because imagine standing in line with them as they're having the sandwich artist make their sandwich. That is some good interaction to see how they
absolutely
how they talk to someone, how they
yep.
You know, or you're just like, wait, that dude just got a tuna fish sandwich with nothing on it.
You are going to learn a lot.
Yep.
Sandwich place. Yeah. Steve's like, I'd like turkey and nothing else.
Steve, what do you get at Subway?
Pickles.
Well, it depends, but usually tuna.
Oh, my God.
Tuna with nothing.
No, I get stuff on it.
Like what?
Lettuce, tomato.
Okay.
Mayonnaise.
That seems weird.
What's weird about it?
All of it.
Really?
It's like a BLT with tuna. Wait, what would that
Kevin,
be?
Kevin, if you ate tuna, a tuna sandwich, what would you put on it?
Pickles is the main thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to have my pickles.
Right.
Gross.
Are we talking at like a Subway?
Yeah. Like at a, yes.
Man, I got to remember what all they have. Onions, I think. I think I'd put some okay. onions on it.
Again, Steve's not doing that. No pickles, no onions.
No.
You definitely aren't putting tomato on there.
No.
Do you not like tomato? I thought you did.
Oh, cheese. Cheese for sure.
Oh, I do put cheese on there too.
I do like cheese. A little tuna melt.
Yep. Ooh, do you get it toasted or no?
I think I would, now that I've said it.
Okay.
I sure think I would.
Now that I've gone out on a limb, I feel like that's right.
I don't know, maybe some jalapenos just to
there
spice it up.
There it is. That's what we're looking for. Something.
Oh, holy cow.
No, that's a different sandwich.
But I will never get a tuna fish sandwich.
No. Well, heavens no.
At a place like that.
Why not?
Again, Kevin doesn't like to get sandwiches at a sandwich place that he feels like he can make at home simply.
Well, and it's just not.
You could do that with any of those sandwiches.
Not really.
You know what? I don't think I can. My favorite sandwich there. Gosh, it's been a long time. I got to remember the name of it. The Terry, no, something chicken sweet.
That's it. You're
chicken.
You're in it.
Sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Nope.
On it's honey close, wheat. What is it called? That's what I like. That's the sandwich I like.
And you're not
like.
Making
I'm
that
not
at
making
home.
That at home.
No.
You could.
Could. No. Of course you could. You could build a pyramid.
Well,
bud.
That's
but,
well,
I mean,
then your argument doesn't make sense.
No.
Let me insert the word easily.
Is so simple.
I'm just going to insert the word easily at home.
I make tuna fish all the time.
Well, easily.
You need the supplies for either sandwich. That's all I'm saying.
No way.
And I just eat. No way. You just see tuna fish. Well, here's the other thing. A can of tuna costs like 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, a can of teriyaki costs like 99 cents.
The ingredients in, I want my sandwich to feel like it was worth it. I don't feel like a tuna fish sandwich is worth it. If it was,
I think that's fair.
$4 or $5 less, fine.
All right. Well, then how do you feel about my second option?
Which is?
So your first option is the TLT. Tomato, lettuce.
Tuna.
Tuna, lettuce, tomato.
Tuna, lettuce, tomato sandwich.
Yeah. The TLT.
I'd like the TLT, please, with nothing else on it. No pickles or onions. Thank you.
Meatball sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah,
again, you're not going to, you could make it at home.
Well, yeah.
But again, it's way too hard and, you know.
They had it at my house last night, meatball
sandwich. Steve, you are a liar. You've never made a meatball sandwich at home and you've made a tuna sandwich at home.
I haven't even made a tuna sandwich at home.
You haven't?
No, I'm sure I have.
Okay. No lying to support your argument.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I do have an impression of my wife for you.
Oh, let's hear.
Kevin James.
I'm married to the best man in the world.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ooh, shout out to a couple folks who listen all the time. Children, Kevin. They're children, actually. Vilmaries and Antonio. Shout it.
Wait, what was the first name?
Vilmaries.
Vilmaries?
Vilmaries.
Those are beautiful names.
Yeah, and Antonio, yeah.
Wow.
How do you know that?
And their mom, I think, is it Lorena? Lorena, I think, is their mom's name.
I believe students, the former future.
Former students.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them
there
a strength of pride.
I don't know if you had that one right. Felt like that when you were right there, and then I think maybe you lost it a little bit.
Well, well, well. Let's do this study here on America.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Gen Z. Tell ya.
I tell ya.
You guys need to watch it. Whoa. Need to watch your activity. Steve, which generation are you?
I'm a millennial.
You are a millennial. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are at least a little realistic.
I always forget. What was your birth again?
Well, why don't you just ask for my social security number?
Okay, let's not get Steve. Weird. Just what is it?
91.
Okay, thank you.
What year?
91.
91.
Never forget it now. He's smack dab in the middle of the millennials, dude. He's like right.
He is. Okay. He is a proud millennial.
No hiding it.
There's no hiding it.
No.
A financial planning poll found that the average American said they need to earn around $270,000 a year to feel financially successful.
Yikes. What's it like to fail?
And that's not one person's salary. I mean, that's just one person's salary,
right.
Not household income.
Oh, by the way, the final story brought to you by the Goodfeet store.
Which is more than four times what the average American makes right now. Yeah. And it's mainly because young people have some wild expectations.
Sure, yeah.
Baby boomers asked, how much do you need to make? And they said, you know, around $100,000 a year.
Okay.
Maybe a little less. And I could feel successful.
Yeah.
For Gen Xers and millennials, am I an Xer? Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. 65 to 80 would be the years of birth.
Yes.
Yeah, 1965 to 1980.
It's more like 200, which, you know what? I could get down with that. I could say.
I could get down
yeah,
with
no,
that.
No, I could say if they go, how much do you feel like you need to be successful? And I go, okay, successful means you're doing, 200 is not a bad
200,
number.
200,000 a year.
And millennials are in on that. Steve, does that sound about right to you?
I wish it sounded right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gen Z, what do you think Gen Z said? How much money they need to make a year to be successful?
I mean, is it 300?
Half a million?
I mean, I like your guesses, boys. The answer from Gen Z was $588,000 a year.
To feel successful?
Yep.
As one salary? Gosh,
yeah.
That's my kid's age. Gosh, they're dumb.
Right? That ain't going to happen, guys.
Yes.
I mean, no. It will happen for some of you.
Oh, my God.
But what in the world?
It's a lot of money.
500 and what was it? 501. I'm going to ask my children.
They simply asked, what does it take to be successful and to earn that kind of money?
Okay. Well, how should I phrase this, Kevin? I'm going to put it in a text. How much?
How much money do you have to make a year to feel successful? That was how they phrased it.
Are your children going to be up at this hour?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's a lie. They probably actually all are.
Really?
How much money do you feel like you would have to make per year to be successful?
Yeah. Here are the things they say that you need to have. Number four, luck.
Okay.
Sure.
Number three, it's all who you know. Nepotism.
It's all who you know. It's all who you know is not necessarily nepotism.
No, man. I know, but I added that.
Okay. I was just saying, wait a minute.
I think that does come into play places.
Certainly, yeah.
Number two, hey, how about this one? Talent.
Hey, what?
Yep.
Merit-based.
This is the only thing I got to give some credit, and the Gen Zers didn't mess this up.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work.
Look at him go.
Oh.
Hard work. 84% of the people in this
survey. Talent and hard work?
Said talent and hard work is what you need to be successful.
Let's go.
And others said nepotism and luck.
Well, yeah, I mean.
To get to 588,000 a year.
588.
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. I mean, maybe if it was a really long year.
7,860.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What else does this voice say? Do you have any funny little things to say in that voice?
Kevin James.
What's brown and sticky?
I don't know. What?
A stick.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Let's see if I can make a fool out of myself this time around.
You've made a fool of yourself for Beat the Show before.
I've passed on every single one of them before. I'll admit that.
Ah, Ben. Ben. It's all about brands today. There's no way you don't know some brands.
Brands of what is the question? Just my luck movie. I'm out.
I feel confident in your abilities today. I'm feeling good about it. I feel like you're starting out the week. That makes one of us. Well, you'll see what happens. I'm trying to pump you up a little bit.
Yeah, brand seems easy enough.
Easier. Have a little confidence like me, Ben.
Well, I mean, Kevin's there, so he'll probably smoke me either way.
Okay, well, let's see how we do here. By the way, it's brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. You want to challenge Kevin, you're saying?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I'll tell you, Ben, the only thing I plan on smoking this week is some meat.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, now this, Kevin.
Get out.
Good night.
You guys are too much sometimes.
You think? And by you guys, we know what you mean. Hey, Ben, I think this seems like something I don't have to say, but pass if you get stuck.
Okay, yeah, pass. Well, I'm stuck, so pass.
All right, here we go. All right, Steve.
This consumer electronics software and services company is considered the world's most valuable company brand. What is it?
Microsoft?
What is the world's largest fast food restaurant chain by number of locations?
McDonald's?
An LV monogram is what appears on most products for what French company that sells items like bags and watches?
Pass.
Where is the Nike headquarters?
Say it.
Oregon?
Charles Barkley, Spike Lee, and Samuel Jackson have appeared together in commercials for what company?
Microsoft. I don't know.
What color is the A in the eBay logo?
There's a good question.
Oh, gosh. Blue, I think.
What is something you would buy off of Amazon?
Amazon? Soap.
Hey, it's an answer.
Yeah,
it's an answer, Ben.
He's not wrong.
I didn't mind it. Kevin! I didn't mind it. I sort of liked it.
There's endless options there, isn't there?
Right, that's the problem. There was just too many choices.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was a great answer.
Kevin is back. Kevin.
I am back.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Good luck. Enjoy.
Did he at least not pass on everything?
I think he answered like five.
Okay. He might have answered all of them, actually.
Good work, Ben.
I don't think that's right. But
okay. Well, I said it confidently.
You said, I actually, and then you were like, you don't even really know.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This consumer electronics software and services company is considered the world's most valuable company brand. What is it?
Good God. Apple.
What is the world's largest fast food restaurant chain by number of locations?
McDonald's.
An LV monogram is what appears on most products for what French company that sells items like bags and watches?
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
Where is the Nike headquarters?
Oregon, Portland.
Charles Barkley, Spike Lee, and Samuel L. Jackson have appeared together in commercials for what company?
City Card?
What color is the A in the eBay logo?
A in the eBay. Red.
What is something that you would buy off of Amazon?
Say it.
I would probably buy...
Say it.
I would buy a new computer.
Like an Apple computer or something?
Yeah, no, not an Apple. I'm not going to do a Mac. I'm a PC guy.
All right, there you go. Okay.
Believe me, I take a lot of flack for that.
Let's see how we did.
I could have said deodorant, too, off Amazon. I mean, there's that.
You could have said what?
I could have said deodorant, too.
Deodorant? Well, you could have, actually. What? Almost unlimited things you could have said.
Yeah.
Let's see how we did here.
Consumer electronics software and services company that's considered the world's most valuable company brand. What is it?
Apple for Kevin, Microsoft for Ben.
Looking for Apple on that one.
Apple, hey,
I'm
Apple.
Like an idiot.
That's all right. Hey, you got an answer. You started out. You're good. We're good. It's only 1-0. Calm down.
What is the world's largest fast food restaurant chain by number of locations?
Everybody said McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's. Over 40,000 restaurants.
Look at that, Ben. You're on the board. It's 2-1.
I used to be a manager, actually, at McDonald's.
You were a manager at McDonald's?
A shift manager, yeah. For, gosh, I worked at McDonald's for 13 years.
No way.
Dang.
I feel like we could learn some tricks from him.
Probably.
Yeah. I did my time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 2-1.
An LV monogram is what appears on most products for what French company that sells items like bags and watches?
Louis Vuitton for Kevin and a Louis pass for Ben. Vuitton.
Yes, Kevin is
correct. Oh, le Louis Vuitton. Whoa, oui, oui.
Where is the Nike headquarters?
Ben said Oregon after a substantial thought process. Kevin said Oregon, although I believe he said Portland,
which I don't believe is correct.
Yeah. But still, you did say Oregon, if that's what we're taking.
Yeah, I was looking for Oregon. I believe it's Beaverton?
I think it is Beaverton.
Yeah, it is. I'm from Oregon, so actually Tillamook.
Tillamook, Oregon. Really?
You're from Tillamook?
Wow.
Yeah.
You ever visited the place, the cheese place?
The most overrated. I mean, it's like the ocean. I don't even care about it anymore because I lived there for
18
years of my life. So yeah. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. Do you like cheese?
No, I'm not a big cheese eater.
That's sad.
It is a little sad. All right.
That is so sad.
You got 4-2.
To be from Tillamook and not like cheese.
I mean, it feels like maybe you got burned out on it, Kev.
It's possible. That's what it is. Charles Barkley, Spike Lee, and Samuel L. Jackson have appeared together in commercials for what company?
Ben said Microsoft. Kevin said City Card. I thought it was Capital One, Kevin. Is it not?
It is Capital One.
Oh. It is Capital One.
As soon as you said it, I don't know.
You'll get a lot of it come next spring when they have the NCAA tournament
again.
Oh, yeah.
It's nonstop.
Feels like it's, every commercial. Still 4-2 in favor of Kevin.
What color is the A in the eBay logo?
Blue from Ben, red for Kevin.
Yellow.
Darn it. Too hard to know. There's all the different colors.
Yeah. It's.
I'm going to look at the logo real quick. For eBay, you said?
Yeah, for eBay.
Red for the E, B is blue.
I just Googled it really quick.
Did you? Yeah. A is yellow and Y is green, in case you're curious.
There you go.
But then again, I'm colorblind, so that probably wouldn't have helped me either.
Right? You're colorblind. Okay, colorblind, and he doesn't like cheese.
I was going to say, try some cheese. Maybe you can see.
Last question.
What is something that you would buy off of Amazon?
Ben said soap. Kevin said a computer. Plenty of time for Kevin to think about it. Both, I would imagine, are correct.
Yeah.
It seems like it. 5-3 in favor of Kevin. Ben, you got 3. You didn't pass on every one. We're making baby steps, buddy.
I don't care if I win or not. I have fun playing with you.
Anyway. That's nice. Can you pick a number for us and we'll get somebody? $25.
Yeah, I'm gonna make Steve go turbo speed on this. How about caller 20?
Yeah.
What in the world?
Let's go, Ben.
All right, I'll go turbo speed.
All right.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you, buddy. Caller 20 gets themselves $25 to the Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Let's do it. The big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You go, yeah, you know what? Maybe you could... Blankety blank blank blank, and I was right in the middle of taking a drink.
And it wasn't really to you.
Oh, not at all. No,
it was to the voice in general.
just got caught so off guard that I started choking.
You started choking and dying. I'm like, neither one of us is going to be able to talk on the radio.
Kevin James.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin show stat of the day.
All right, stat of the day, Tom. Kev, what do you have?
60% said that this was the most stressful part of the holidays. And boy, it starts with Thanksgiving, I can tell you that.
I mean, I want to say travel to start with, but I don't know if that's right.
You'd be kind of right.
Gift giving? Oh, no, not kind of right.
You didn't even allow yourself the opportunity to be wrong. You already convicted yourself right off the bat.
Well, it's just, it's not like traveling, so yeah.
Jay, we're going to need a caveat from you. If you want to say traveling.
Like air travel? Or you want to say like being in an airplane or waiting waiting in lines?
Yeah, you could
or...
say all those things and you'd be wrong.
Okay.
I mean, right, but wrong.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Waiting in lines? Nah, that's not that.
Being around people.
There's one specific thing that makes it the worst, and that is children.
Oh, I see. Traveling with your kids.
60% said traveling with their kids is the most stressful part of the holidays.
I'm trying to remember. We used to go back to Nebraska every Christmas, and our children were all very small. And
you had some great stories over the years.
Varieties of, you know, ages from the time they were little babies to, you know, all the way up. I mean, it's, you know how you blank out bad things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Unless there's one that's like really, really bad, right? Yeah. And then you go, okay, I guess.
Well, I do remember my daughter when she was a tiny, tiny, tiny baby had a very bad stomach. And there was it was both ends at the same time, you know, on the plane. That's just miserable. And just crying because you're just obviously sick. And that was terrible. That might have been the worst one. Other than that, you got to just try to work your way through it.
Here's what parents are saying. The most stressful aspects are just keeping them entertained, dealing with tantrums, finding bathrooms.
Yeah.
And, of course, the dreaded, are we there yet?
The entertained part was, I mean, my wife would have, like, layers of entertainment. You know, you'd have the DVD player back in the day. This is before, really, I mean, iPads weren't really a thing. And
right.
Phones, certainly not the entertainment value they are now. And so he's like, you know, oh, here's a DVD player, then there would be the snacks, the books, the coloring, all those things. And you would, sometimes my wife, I remember we used to laugh about it all the time. I'd be like, pace yourself, easy, easy, no snacks and coloring, one or the other. You know, we don't need to throw it all at them. We got like a 3.5 hour flight and then an hour and a half. So let's just take a deep breath.
They say that parents, the best way to deal with kids is...
not take them?
They just, the rules on screen time go away. Like,
hey man, whatever it takes.
Unlimited screen time.
Especially on the plane.
And bribe them with junk food or, you know, whatever snacks. Which I think makes sense.
To not be miserable?
That's literally what they do with adults on a flight.
I mean, why do you think they're giving you
snacks? Screens to watch and a snack. I mean, it's the same dang thing.
It really is. Now that you've pointed it out, it makes perfect sense.
Unlimited screen time, not unlimited snacks.
No, that's true.
28% of parents say they would rather listen to Baby Shark on repeat for the entire trip than travel with a screaming child.
Heck yeah.
13% say they would rather get a root canal
than
deal with a screaming child.
Oh, that might be excessive, but okay. Yeah, it's...
I'm in on the Baby Shark.
Baby Shark thing, it doesn't even really bother me.
All right.
No, yeah, stuff like that. Nah, that's easy.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
we're used to playing the same songs over and over.
Right. Unless if it was Steve and I was trying to tell him something and he was doing it, then yes. But he's not a child, so it doesn't matter.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you trying to tell me?
No, if I was, I said.
Okay.
Are you confused?
Yeah.
How many times today so far have you been confused?
7.
Is he so literal that he just can't understand?
I don't know what it is. Because I feel like off the air, he's really picked stuff up better.
Oh, yeah.
But like he puts the headphones on, then it's like it takes his brain into a different mode.
It's mush.
Are they super tight on your head?
That might be it.
Yeah, they're just too snug.
I don't know what it is, yeah. to why I got why the hair stands up after I put them on.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. Gas prices have dropped to the lowest per gallon average since 2021 ahead of Thanksgiving travel.
Yeah, I don't know if that's in every state, but I saw it nationally.
National average, yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, ours is always quite a bit higher than the national average, but I mean, I guess any win we can get, we'll take.
What is the national average? Like right at $3?
$3, $3.01 per gallon.
$3.01, okay, wow. Yeah, I've seen this. Was I in Minnesota, maybe? Let's say I was, just because I feel like that's where it was. Mm-hmm. Or it might have been Nashville. What was the gas prices in Nashville, Steve? Do you remember? We pointed it out.
We did, actually.
The lowest average gas prices are found in Oklahoma.
Okay.
At $2.40 a gallon.
I feel like that's fair, considering you have to live there.
Mississippi, $2.58. And Texas at $2.60.
Okay. I think it was like $2.79.
I was going to say, I bet you it's not that far off from there.
Yeah, I think that was right.
The average highest gas prices are in Hawaii. It's an island. $4.53. I mean, it makes sense, right?
It does.
California.
Right. It's California.
$4.37.
It's part of the punishment of living there.
And Washington.
Let's go. For no good
reason at all. We're not an island.
Right.
And we're not California.
No, we're close.
$3.90.
Oh. $3.90?
That's the average of the West.